Due process complaint procedures. New Hampshire Rules for the Education of Children with Disabilities, ED1123. General information regarding due process. You or the school district may file a due process hearing complaint on any matter relating to a proposal or a refusal to initiate or change the identification, evaluation, or educational placement of your child, or the provision of a free appropriate public education (FAPE) to your child. The time period for the hearing procedures is 45 calendar days, not including a 30-day resolution period. A school district must offer a resolution meeting if a parent has requested the due process hearing. The due process complaint must allege a violation that happened not more than 2 years before you or the school district knew or should have known about the alleged action that forms the basis of the due process complaint. If you are requesting a due process hearing to recover the cost of a unilateral placement, you must file the request within 90 days of the unilateral placement. The above timeline does not apply to you if you could not file a due process complaint within the timeline because the school district specifically misrepresented that it had resolved the issues identified in the complaint, or withheld information from you that it was required to provide you under IDEA 2004. The school district must inform you of any free or low-cost legal and other relevant services available in the area if you request the information or if you or the school district file a due process complaint. Filing a due process complaint. In order to request a hearing, you or the school district or your attorney or the school district's attorney must submit a due process complaint to the other party. That complaint must contain all the content listed below and must be kept confidential. You or the school district, whichever one filed the complaint, must also provide the New Hampshire Department of Education with a copy of the complaint. A due process hearing may not be held until the due process complaint is filed. The due process complaint must include the name of the child, the address of the child's residence, the name of the child's school, if the child is a homeless child or youth, the child's contact information, and the name of the child's school. A description of the nature of the problem of the child relating to the proposed or refused action, including facts relating to the problem, and a proposed resolution of the problem to the extent known and available to you or the school district at the time. Due process complaint. In order for a due process complaint to go forward, it must be considered sufficient. The due process complaint will be considered sufficient to have met the content requirements above unless the party receiving the due process complaint you or the school district notifies the hearing officer and the other party in writing within 15 calendar days of receiving the complaint that the receiving party believes that the due process complaint does not meet the requirements listed above. Within 5 calendar days of receiving the notification, the receiving party, you or the school district, considers a due process complaint insufficient, the hearing officer must decide if the due process complaint meets the requirements listed above and notify you and the school district in writing immediately. If either party is requesting an expedited hearing, the notice must also state the disciplinary grounds for the request. Changes to the complaint. You or the school district may make changes to the due process complaint only if the other party approves of the changes in writing and is given the chance to resolve the due process hearing complaint through a resolution meeting described below, or by no later than 5 days before the due process hearing begins, the hearing officer grants permission for the changes. If the complaining party, you or the school district, makes changes to the due process complaint, the timelines for the resolution meeting, within 15 calendar days of receiving the complaint, and the time period for resolution, within 30 calendar days of receiving the complaint, start again on the day the amended complaint is filed. School district response to a due process complaint. If the school district has not sent a written prior notice, WPN, to you regarding the subject matter contained in your due process complaint, the school district must, within 10 calendar days of receiving the due process complaint, send to you a response that includes an explanation of why the school district proposed or refused to take the action raised in the due process complaint, a description of other options that your child's individualized education program, IEP, team considered, and the reasons why those options were rejected. A description of each evaluation procedure, assessment, record, or report the school district used as the basis for the proposed or refused action, and a description of the other factors that are relevant to the school district's proposed or refused action. Providing the information in the terms above does not prevent the school district from asserting that your due process complaint was insufficient. Parent response to a due process complaint. When the school district and the other party has filed the due process complaint, you, as the receiving party, must, within 10 calendar days of receiving the complaint, send a response that specifically addresses the issues in the complaint to the school district and the other party. Separate request for a due process hearing. Nothing in the procedural safeguards section of the federal regulations under Part B of the IDEA 2004, bracket 34 CFR, sections 300.500 through 300.536, bracket, can be interpreted to prevent you from filing a separate due process complaint on an issue separate from a due process complaint already filed. Mediation. Mediation is available to allow you and the school district to resolve disagreements involving any matter under IDEA 2004, including matters arising prior to the filing of a due process complaint. Thus, mediation is available to resolve disputes under IDEA 2004, whether or not you have filed a due process complaint to request a due process hearing. Mediation requirements is voluntary on your part and the school district's part. Is not used to deny or delay your right to a due process hearing, or to deny any other rights you have under IDEA 2004, and is conducted by a qualified and impartial mediator who is trained in effective mediation techniques. The New Hampshire Department of Education has a list of people who are qualified mediators and are knowledgeable of laws and regulations relating to the provision of special education and related services. Mediators are selected on a random, rotational, or other impartial basis. The cost of mediation is assumed by the New Hampshire Department of Education. Impartiality of mediator. The mediator may not be an employee of the state educational agency or the school district that is involved in the education or care of your child, and must not have a personal or professional interest which conflicts with the mediator's objectivity. A person who otherwise qualifies as a mediator is not an employee of a school district or state agency solely because he or she is paid by the agency or school district to serve as a mediator. Each meeting in the mediation process must be scheduled in a timely manner and held at a place that is convenient for you and the school district. If you and the school district resolve a dispute through the mediation process, both parties must enter into a legally binding agreement that sets forth the resolution and that states that all discussions that happen during the mediation process will remain confidential and may not be used as evidence in any subsequent due process hearing or civil proceeding, and is signed by both you and a representative of the school district who has the authority to bind the school district. A written signed mediation agreement is enforceable in any state court of competent jurisdiction, bracket, a court that has the authority under state law to hear this type of case, bracket, or in a district court of the United States. The child's placement while the due process complaint and hearing are pending. Your child must remain in his or her current educational placement during the due process timeline, except under the provisions of interim alternative placement due to a disciplinary removal. If the due process complaint involves an application for initial admission to public school, your child, with your consent, must be placed in the regular public school program until the completion of all such proceedings. If the due process complaint involves an application for initial services for your child, transitioning from early supports and services under Part C of IDEA 2004, or because your child has turned 3, the school district is not required to provide the early supports and services that your child has been receiving. If your child is found eligible under IDEA 2004 and you consent for your child to receive special education and related services for the first time, then, pending the outcome of the proceedings, the school district must provide those special education and related services that are not in dispute, bracket, those which you and the school district both agree upon, bracket. Resolution meeting. Within 15 calendar days of receiving notice of your due process complaint, and before the due process hearing begins, the school district must convene a resolution meeting with you and the relevant member or members of the Individualized Education Program, bracket IEP, bracket team, who have specific knowledge of the facts identified in your due process complaint. The meeting, must include a representative of the school district who has decision-making authority on behalf of the school district, and may not include an attorney of the school district unless you are accompanied by an attorney. The purpose of the meeting is for you to discuss your due process complaint and the facts that form the basis of the complaint so that the school district has the opportunity to resolve the dispute. The resolution meeting is not necessary if you and the school district agree in writing to waive the meeting, or you and the school district agree to use the mediation process. Resolution period. If the school district has not resolved the due process complaint to your satisfaction within 30 calendar days of the receipt of the due process hearing complaint, bracket, during the time period for the resolution process, bracket, the due process hearing may occur. The 45 calendar day timeline for issuing a final decision begins at the expiration of the 30 calendar day resolution period, with certain exceptions for adjustments made to the 30 calendar day resolution period as described below. Except where you and the school district have both agreed to waive the resolution process or to use mediation, your failure to participate in the resolution meeting will delay the timelines for the resolution process and due process hearing until you agree to participate in a meeting. If, after making reasonable effort and documenting such efforts, the school district is not able to obtain your participation in the resolution meeting, the school district may, at the end of the 30 calendar day resolution period, request that a hearing officer dismiss your due process complaint. Documentation of such efforts must include a record of the school district's attempts to arrange a mutually agreed upon time and place, such as detailed records of telephone calls made or attempted and the results of those calls, copies of correspondence sent to you and any responses received, and detailed records of visits made to your home or place of employment and the results of those visits. If the school district fails to hold the resolution meeting within 15 calendar days of receiving notice of your due process complaint or fails to participate in the resolution meeting, you may ask a hearing officer to order that the 45 calendar day due process hearing timeline begin. Adjustments to the 30 calendar day resolution period. If you and the school district agree, in writing, to waive the resolution meeting, then the 45 calendar day timeline for the due process hearing starts the next day. After the start of mediation or the resolution meeting, and before the end of the 30 calendar day resolution period, if you and the school district agree, in writing, that no agreement is possible, then the 45 calendar day timeline for the due process hearing starts the next day. If you and the school district agree to use the mediation process, at the end of the 30 calendar day resolution period, both parties can agree, in writing, to continue the mediation until an agreement is reached. However, if either you or the school district withdraws from the mediation process, then the 45 calendar day timeline for the due process hearing starts the next day. Written settlement agreement. If a resolution to the dispute is reached at the resolution meeting, you and the school district must enter into a legally binding agreement that is signed by you and a representative of the school district who has the authority to bind the school district and enforceable in any state court of competent jurisdiction, bracket, a state court that has authority to hear this type of case, bracket, or in a district court of the United States, or by the state educational agency, if your state has another mechanism or procedures that permit parties to seek enforcement of resolution agreements. Agreement review period. If you and the school district enter into an agreement as a result of a resolution meeting, either party, you or the school district, may void the agreement within 3 business days of the time that both you and the school district sign the agreement.